Missed an episode of your favorite podcast? Choose from over a decade of content in our archives. Not just the latest episode. All free at GCNlive.com.
Welcome to the Dr. Joy Brown Show. Call Dr. Joy at 855-99-DR-JOY.
Alrighty, folks, 855-993-7569, which is 855-99-DR-JOY. And this is Dr. Joy Brown. I am back from Israel. I will tell you all about it. Maybe as quickly as this hour. The reason I haven't said very much about it is because our lines have been completely filled up with you folks calling about what I do around here, which is not travelogue, but psychology. So if you've got something on your mind and you'd like to chat with me about it, I have been off the air for, look, the good news about it is in the old days when I would take some time off, they would put somebody else into my time slot. And how can I put this gently? The listeners were not amused because either they would put on a psychologist and they would feel like, well, you know, we don't like her as well. Or I suppose, you know, that she doesn't agree with what Joy says. So who's right? I don't know even what people's thinkings were, but they would send very unhappy letters to the program director. So then they decided that the best thing to have replace me when I was on vacation was me. So... And the good news about it is that I'm on for 3 hours every day. I know many of you get all 3 hours, some of you don't. But and our deal is, if, for example, the 1 o'clock hour today would never be heard in the 1 o'clock hour ever again, because we have three options every day. So we switch them all around, with the idea being that there are probably a couple of you, hi mom, who listen every day. My mother does not listen every day, but. So the idea being that hopefully they're the best shows that we do when they're repeated. The ones that we don't like, we just don't use again. And so that when I'm off, that I'm still on. But I'm here live. And so if you've got something on your mind, I have not given out the phone number very much in the last 2 hours because the lines have been filled. And I know I'm not crazy about being put on hold, so I assume that you aren't either. But now we have about... A little less than an hour, about 45 minutes or so. So Tracy is going to be next in just like 12 seconds. And we're going to go back to Tracy, exactly. And so the rest of you can then call if you'd like, and I'll get to you this hour, all right? And I know a couple of people had called and planned to call back, so now's a good time. 855-993-7569. All right, we're talking with Tracy Scott, an 8-year-old who's pokey. And is the
slowpoke?
Pardon me?
A slowpoke.
Yeah, pokey. Same word as far as I'm concerned. So, are there any circumstances? Does the school complain about the situation or not?
No, she never likes to get in trouble at school.
Okay, so what does this tell us, as far as you're concerned?
Well. I don't know. That's why I'm.
That's why you're calling me.
Because, all right. Because I think that the teacher never has any comment about it, because she's straight and narrow with the teacher for sure. And she doesn't ever, if she brings home a note, she's terrified, just terrified of saying.
No, Tracy, you're focused on the wrong stuff, huh? You're putting the emphasis on the wrong syllable. Okay, here's the deal.
Okay.
All right, so because she's not a slowpoke at school, what we know is this is a choice, okay? That's very helpful information. All right, so the question we need to ask ourselves is not why is she a slowpoke, but what benefit is there to her to be a slowpoke at home? So describe what happens in the morning in the family situation.
So in the morning, she's... pretty early because she's an athlete, so she's up and she has to get ready to go to practice before she goes to school.
Okay.
And so she has to be there fairly early in the morning, and so that's usually a battle. She tends to like to have a shower in the morning because it wakes her up, and helps her to just kind of get going. She's not a cranky kid in the morning. She's not miserable. She just likes to take her time. She loves to read, so she sits on the toilet for quite some time reading her book. And
I assume you have more than one bathroom.
Yes, we do.
Okay.
So it's always me coming back and having to check, how are you doing? What time do you think you could get into the shower? Those kind of
questions. All right. Let me stop you. All right. So what would happen? No, so she goes to practice early in the morning.
Yeah.
Right. All right. So what happens if she's late to practice? What would happen? What would her coach say? What would happen?
So usually the coach makes anybody that's late, if they're more than say 10 minutes late, makes them run.
Okay, so she knows.
She knows that, but he has not enforced it. He has not enforced it because she can get there maybe go 5 minutes late.
Tracy, if she's late to practice, it's the coach's problem, not yours.
Yeah. Okay.
So let's. What would happen? Well, no. She's off school for the summer, right?
Almost.
Okay, so for the rest of the week, is she going to practice?
Yes.
Okay, what would happen if you didn't say anything? If you didn't ask her how much longer it's going to take? If you didn't say, are you out of bed? If you didn't do anything, you did nothing. What do you think could happen?
I have no idea.
Let's find out.
Okay.
Because what you're telling me is that this is a kid who's making choices, and because we know that at school she's there on time, she knows there are consequences to being late with the coach, and she's not a stupid kid. What she is a manipulative kid. What are you doing in the morning while she's sitting on the John reading?
I'm also getting ready.
Okay. Now, Dad lives at home, yes?
Yeah.
What's Dad doing?
He's getting ready as well.
All right. So who takes kid to practice?
Dad.
Okay. So if daughter was not ready to go when dad's ready to leave, what would happen?
We're standing at the door.
But that doesn't answer the question.
We sit at the door waiting for her, and we're standing there, and we're standing
What if we didn't? What if we didn't?
Well, that's,
what if we didn't?
So what? Okay. So help me out here.
All right, so how would she get to, is she within walking distance of practice and or school?
No.
Okay, so what would happen if you guys are ready to leave and she wasn't ready to go? How would she get to practice?
She wouldn't.
And what would happen if she didn't get to practice?
We've already paid for all the sessions, so we'd be missing out on what we paid for.
How many sessions did you play for in practice? And this is something she wants to do.
Yeah, she says this all the time. I want to do it. I want to do it.
All right. Does she get an allowance? Does she get an allowance?
No.
Okay. A couple of things. I'm a little less worried. I understand there's a financial aspect to this, but I'm a little less worried about practice than I am about school. What happens if she doesn't get to school? Is there a school bus? Could she walk to school? She can ride her bike. Okay.
Like, there's been times where she sees the bus coming, like, we tried exactly what that was, say nothing, and, she sees the bus, and she is bolting, she is moving, and she's panicking.
Okay, does she make the bus?
Oh, she makes it, yeah, she
okay,
knows.
Tracy,
she knows that if she
Tracy, listen to all of this. Listen to what you said to me. This is a kid who does well in school, gets to school on time, makes sure that she gets the bus, knows that there are consequences to getting late to practice, and yet makes you and Dad wait for her at the door every morning. What that says is that making you and Dad do things on her schedule is the motive, is the reward. Therefore, what we need to do is, if we're trying to reinforce positive behavior and ignore negative behavior, you guys are doing it exactly backwards. Let me put you on hold. Come right back. 855-993-7569. I'm Dr. Joy Brown.
Joy at 855-99-DR-JOY.
If you're worried about your health and you're tired of the nasty side effects of harsh drugs or antibiotics, then look no further. Supernatural Silver is the answer. Supernatural Silver is a powerful immune system enhancer that can be used every day to help keep you healthy and well with none of those nasty side effects. It's extremely safe for use internally as well as topically. And Supernatural Silver is hundreds of times more effective than colloidal or ionic silver. It is perfect for use in the sinuses, eyes, ears, and on any wound or skin issue. Supernatural Silver is also extremely effective when taken orally and can help fight off bacteria, viruses, and mold that may be overwhelming your immune system. Go to SupernaturalSilver.com. SupernaturalSilver.com and use the promo code SILVER2015 for 30% off of your entire order. And give yourself and your loved ones a fighting chance with Supernatural Silver.
We live in a complicated society. Stressful issues are always popping up. Have you ever been treated unfairly by someone? Have you ever been overcharged for a repair? Have you ever signed a contract or a document worried about identity theft? How many times have you been in those unique situations where you just wanted to call an attorney to find out if you're right or wrong or what your legal rights are? But every time you think about calling an attorney, what do you think about first? That's right. Who do you call and how much will it cost? Our friends at Legal Shield have found a solution. With a nationwide network of 6,900 attorneys who average 19 years of experience, Legal Shield's law firms take over 40,000 calls per week helping their members. For less than $20 per month, you can have access to Legal Shield on everything from the trivial to the traumatic. Let Legal Shield stand up for your rights at lsprotection.com. That's lsprotection.com. Or call 855-340-SAVE, 855-340-7283.
Results will vary from case to case.
Why do over 50% of North Americans suffer from some form of chronic ailment? Could it be due to a toxic overload? It's time to take back your life. Get the lead out as well as the cadmium, mercury, and calcium. Extendivite is a garlic cayenne supplement with five other herbs that acts like a natural Drano, cleaning out the stored toxins, restoring your energy and youthfulness that we've lost. If you would like to live your life free of sickness, pain, or fear, then Extendivite is for you. Available in either capsules or liquid, you too can see why Extendivite is the number one heart drop available. To order, call 1-877-928-8822. That's 1-877-928-8822. Or visit our website at heartdrop.com.
Extend your life with Extendivite.
Honey, it's time for dinner. What are you doing over there on your computer?
I'm shopping for a new wallet. Mine is falling apart. Hey, did you know there's a company called ID Stronghold that makes shielded wallets to prevent electronic pickpocketing?
Oh, I didn't realize there was such a thing as electronic pickpocketing. What is that?
Well, apparently, many of the new credit and debit cards being issued have radio chips inside them called RFID that transmit our banking information to card readers when we pay. Unfortunately, a bad guy can also get one of these readers and go around the city scanning people, collecting their credit card numbers and personal information without us knowing it.
Wow, that sounds scary. Since you're getting a new wallet anyway, you should definitely get an ID Stronghold shielded wallet. Are they more expensive?
No. In fact, I can get a shielded leather wallet from IDStronghold.com for the same price or less than regular unshielded wallets from other stores.
Sounds great. My wallet isn't falling apart yet, but let me pick one out too. I want to be protected, and these wallets at IDStronghold.com look fantastic.
Advice for Life with Dr. Joy Brown. Call Dr. Joy at 855-99-DR-JOY.
Great ideas. I have mentioned to you, I haven't given out the phone number a lot in the last 2 hours because we've had completely full lines and I didn't want to mislead you. But now I've got about a half hour left and I have a couple of lines available. So if you'd like to call now, not a bad idea. 855-99-375-69. All right, 855-99-375-69. We're talking with Tracy, who's got a slowpoke kid, who's not a slowpoke at school. She likes to go to practice early in the morning, and And she, when there's a school bus, she knows to get on the school bus, but she does keep her parents waiting. So I'm saying, look, this tells you everything you need to know. It means that she's making choices. This is not a personality defect. It's manipulation. So there are a couple of ways of dealing with it. One is that I think you're going to have to, at least this week before school's out, because we really don't want to have to start this whole thing all over again in September when school resumes, is say to her tonight, here's the deal, kiddo. You're 8 years old, and maybe it's time for you to get an allowance. And her little eyes are going to light up, and you can say, you know, so let's make a list of tasks around the house that you think you should be responsible for and how much compensation you want to have for that. And one of the things, as you know, that drives your dad and me really crazy in the morning is having to wait for you. So here's the deal. This week we're going to try an experiment. We're not going to wait for you. When we're ready to go, we're going to go. And if that means you miss practice, I guess you're going to have to miss practice. In addition, to get you out of the habit of doing this, because we're not going to wait for you anymore. When we say we're going to leave at 8 o'clock, we're not going to leave. We're not going to leave at 7:59, but we're not going to leave at 8:01 either. At 8 o'clock, we're going to leave. And I'm not going to bug you about getting in the shower. I'm not going to bug you about anything. You're on your own about this, unless you specifically ask me for help. And hopefully she won't, because you really don't want this on your shoulders. She's taking absolutely no responsibility. And not only that, but she's manipulating the daylights out of you guys. She's saying, I can bring my parents to a screeching halt in the morning. And what she's also very likely feeling is I get ignored in the morning. You know, Mom and Dad are busy, or they're talking with each other, or they're rushing around, or they're doing phone calls, or they're checking email. I know a way to make them pay attention to me. Now, understand that this is going to be a kid who's going to have somewhat princess tendencies to begin with, because essentially she's the only child with four parents. She's got two half-sibs who are in their 20s and probably indulge her, and she's got two parents. So that's a lot of adult attention for one little 8-year-old. And she's had it since she was born. So the idea is, number one, allowance. Number two, that you get, if you are on time for, and I wouldn't make it more than about 3 or 4 days. You don't want to do a week, because a week's too long. If she messes up once, then she's blown it. But maybe for 3 days, you tell me what you'd like as a reward. When you're late, you can choose that either we're going to leave without you, and we will give you maybe, and you can decide. You can negotiate. You said how many minutes on either side of it. Be careful about it. You shouldn't have 10 minutes, because that's just going to mean you and Dad are sitting there for 10 minutes. But, you know, maybe you get plus or minus 1 minute, or maybe not. Maybe at 8 o'clock, we're going to leave. And in fact, I'd probably do it that way rather than getting demerits, because we don't know how important money is to her at this moment and how well an allowance is going to work. So let's not link it to something we don't know. But just saying, when you're on time and we don't have to fuss with you in the morning, then you get, and she can determine how much. Make sure you know what it is ahead of time so she's not taking over the mortgage by the end of next week. Here's the story I want you to keep in your head, which I've told before, and I'm sure I will tell again, which apparently is true, that Henry Kissinger, who was Secretary of State under Richard Nixon, was sitting in the Oval Office, and Nixon loved Irish setters. I love Irish setters too, but they are not the smartest. They are not the smartest canine in the pound. Let's face it. And the dog's name was King Timhoe, and Kissinger was sitting there, and the dog comes in and scratches the carpet, and Nixon says, "Stop it." Dog continues to scratch. Nixon says, "Stop it." The third time the dog scratches the carpet, Nixon opens up the bottom drawer to the Oval Office, throws a dog a bone, and Kissinger says, "Congratulations, you've just taught him to scratch 3 times, he'll get a bone. You've taught your daughter that to essentially be late, and she will get both parents." Now, she will get both parents aggravated and yelling at her, but she will have both parents who are giving her their undivided attention. And that's catnip for kids. So what you're going to tell her, you're going to do a bunch of things. Number one, you're going to tell her you're not going to do this anymore. And you're going to have to prove it to her, because she's going to test you. So there may be one day she misses practice. She's going to miss practice. And it's on her. And she's going to cry and say, "I promise." It's okay. Because what we're doing, the focus is not practice. The focus is taking responsibility for our own behavior and understanding that keeping people waiting is really rude. It's inconsiderate of other people's time. And we don't want to be kept waiting. And that's part of what kids do, is they feel they're always waiting around for a parent. A parent is saying, on the phone, the kid says, Mom, Mom. You say, wait a minute. So part of the reason kids do this kind of thing is they feel that they're constantly being told to wait. And so when they have an opportunity to make their parents wait, it's pretty seductive. So part of, and she may point that out to you, which is okay. But the idea is, number one, there's no reinforcement anymore for being late. There are rewards for being on time. And so you have to have the reward structure in place, which is where allowances come from. But an 8-year-old is ready for an allowance anyway. So that means that she learns responsibility about money. So it's time to do that anyway. It's convenient to link it to this particular issue. Okay.
Okay. So what would you say would be a good amount of money for an 8-year-old?
We're not going to do that. We're going to let her drop a list of what things she should do and how much she should get for them. Because in that moment, instead of her thinking, wow, this is really terrific, I'm really ripping Mom and Dad off. Or saying, wow, you know, who cares about this? You know, a dime doesn't mean any difference to me. Let her drop the list and let her come up with the money, which doesn't mean that you can't negotiate it with her. But we will have much more indication of what her value system is, what her thought process is, if she draws up the list. If you draw up the list, it's just one more thing for her to either argue about or dismiss or whatever. So that's, and I would also argue, and this is, I get in huge trouble with parents about this, but it's okay. What's the point about having a talk show and those people can yell at you? Is I don't think that there should necessarily put her room on the list. My deal with my daughter was, if I can't get in to tuck you in and kiss you goodnight without killing myself, I'm not coming in there. And, of course, my daughter's response, because she's smart, was to make a path. You know, so I would do it, because that was the deal. Interestingly enough, when she invited friends over, her room magically got cleaned up. And my point was not for her room to be clean necessarily. The rule was no food. You can't eat or drink in your room because I don't want varmints. But the kids feel that they have very little that's theirs, because parents always say things like, it's my house. Kids need to feel that they have turf, and for most kids, it's their room. So I don't think a kid should have to make their bed every day. I think that's why doors were invented. No food in there and no stuff. So that kids have a private place that's their own. I'll put you on hold to make sure that there are not another question or two that I have not answered. 855-993-7569. I've got a half hour. If you've got a question, give me a holler. I'm Dr. Joy Brown.
Call Dr. Joy at 855-99-DR-JOY.
Two little tablets is all it takes to make your thin hair feel and look thicker and fuller. Guaranteed. Viviscal is the number one drug-free hair growth supplement in the U.S., with one box being sold every minute globally. It's clinically researched to promote existing hair growth for men and women. And now a 90-day supply of Viviscal is offered in your area risk-free, plus free shipping. Call 800-961-6303. Viviscal nourishes thinning hair from within. You'll love your hair growth results, guaranteed. Viviscal is so effective, it's recommended by top doctors. Here's Dr. Grant Stevens, board-certified plastic surgeon.
I feel confident recommending Viviscal to women with hair loss, thinning hair, or even dry or brittle hair. It's 100% drug-free, and it's backed by years of clinical research.
Want to try Viviscal? Every listener that calls now gets a 90-day risk-free supply plus free shipping. Call now, 800-961-6303, 800-961-6303. That's 800-961-6303.
All loans subject to Ondex Corp. Rule, must be business at least 1 year to apply.
Attention, small business owners needing financing. Are you too busy running your business to deal with the slow lending process of your bank? Are you frustrated at the paperwork and delays just trying to get a decision? Then you need Ondex, the A-plus Better Business Bureau rated small business experts, where our simple application process takes as little as 10 minutes and funding could be available in just one business day. At Ondex, we focus on your business operation and cash flow, not just your personal credit score. And we're ready to help with loans of up to $250,000. True business business loans, not credit card advances. OnDeck provides financing to a wide variety of small businesses like restaurants, plumbing, landscaping, freight trucking, and healthcare providers. If you're frustrated with the paperwork and long decision times of traditional lenders, contact OnDeck. Funding could be available in just one business day. OnDeck is publicly listed on the New York Stock Exchange and has provided over $2 billion to small businesses like yours. So go to OnDeckLending.com today or call 800-293-6819. That's 800-293-6819.
Did you know that drinking pure, high-alkaline water is one of the most important factors in maintaining high energy and vibrant health? Most experts agree that the water you drink should be at a pH level of 8 or higher. AlkaVision Plasma pH Drops, available only at AlkaVision.com, combine a unique formula of only the most alkaline minerals. AlkaVision Plasma pH Drops alkalize your water, ridding the body of harmful toxins, and helps you regain health and energy. Alkalizing your water by simply adding 10 drops of AlkaVision Plasma pH Drops helps the body rid itself of acidic waste, increases oxygen content, and raises the pH of your body to healthy levels. And bacteria and viruses cannot survive in an alkaline high pH environment. Order your bottle of AlkaVision Plasma pH Drops for only $29.95 at AlkaVision.com. That's AlkaVision.com. Or call 269-409-1776. 269-409-1776. Alkalize your body. Supercharge your health at AlkaVision.com today.
Don't complain about your cable bill going up and up and up. Do something about it. Grab a pencil and jot down this special number. Call 1-888-379-MYTV. The more cable TV rates go up, the better digital satellite TV looks. So, disable the cable and get more of your favorite channels in 100% digital quality for less money. Call 1-888-379-MYTV. Right now, to sign up for packages starting as low as $19.99 and up to four rooms. And there's no equipment to buy. That includes your free HD TV upgrade, your free DVR upgrade, and your free professional installation. And the best part? The pristine digital picture and sound. Call 1-888-379-MYTV. So, what are you waiting for? Pull out your major credit or debit card. Call 1-888-379-MYTV. 1-888-379-MYTV. Disable the cable, cut costs, and get more. Call 1-888-379-MYTV. 1-888-379-MYTV.
Making the right decisions is a challenge to investors. Are we going to see economic growth slide into a recession or, at worst, depression? Hi, Ted Anderson from Midas Resources. We all know when a company acts irresponsibly, divesting ourselves in a move towards safety is prudent. When the market becomes volatile, U.S. treasuries are a safe haven. But what do you do when the U.S. government overextends itself and spends beyond its means? Many investors are turning toward gold as a common-sense alternative to traditional paper investments. Midas Resources has put together a powerful book titled 10 Reasons to Own Gold, discussing costs, benefits, risks, featuring full-color illustrations, weights, and measures. The book is free and can be yours by calling 800-686-2237. Paper investments are dwarfed by gold's 6,000-year history. Discover how gold may be right for you and your IRA by calling 800-686-2237. Whether buying or it's time for you to sell, the book is free. Call 800-686-2237.
Across America, this is the Dr. Joy Brown Show. Call Dr. Joy at 855-99-DR-JOY.
855-993-7569, which is 855-99-DR-JOY. I am back. I am live. It's been a very busy program today, and I have about 20 minutes left. So if there's something on your mind, and you've been getting a busy signal for the last 2.5 hours, feel free to call now. 855-993-7569. All right, Trace, I just want to make sure that, because I've sort of given you hopefully a lot to think about, and wanted to make sure that I hadn't left any questions unanswered for you.
So the list in terms of things, what she actually really likes, Dr. Joy, is she loves reading. Books are her thing. So she's not into the money. She could care less about the cash. It's books.
Well, but the money, you can ask her. You can say, because with money she could buy her own books. So you can ask her if she would like to earn points toward book or gift certificate at her bookstore, or, I mean, look, understand, kiddo, the whole deal is to give her as much control as possible, because that's what she's doing in the morning, is she's saying, I can be in charge. So if we give her things to be in charge of that are less odious and less irritating, everybody wins. Because she knows, she doesn't, I mean, there's a part of her, the mornings are mixed messages for her. Because on the one hand, she wants you guys to think that she's a princess, that she's wonderful and smart and adorable. On the other hand, obviously mornings for her, she's feeling neglected or something. Doesn't mean you're bad parents. This is a kid who's used to getting 28 hours a day of attention. I mean, she is a princess. It's not healthy for her. It's not healthy for mornings. Everybody's going to go off in the morning with a stomachache. That's not beneficial. So understand that there is an urgency here for her, because she's not stupid. So she's figured out a way that's more important for her to have the focus of attention, to have the power and the control, than it is to get the positive attention. So we need to stop giving her any attention for this behavior and help her understand ways of getting more positive attention that are going to work better, not only for her, but for the two of you. And that's the point.
Okay.
So you can say to her, you know, I was thinking an 8, that it may be time to give you an allowance, and you can get an allowance in any one of a number of ways. You can get dollar, you can get money, which means you can buy your own books. You can get gift certificate worth books. I mean, you tell me what would work for you. And she may say, I don't know, because if you make the rule, then she can break them. So if she says, I don't know, what you say is, okay, why don't you get back to me when you do, and we'll work it out then.
Okay. I'm going to try it tonight. And you said 3 days. Give it 3 days.
Well, I do it this week just because she's going to be out of school soon. And the point is that we might as well, let's try a system that has some possibility of working, and so we get her in the habit of it. Because the school is a structured situation, and I don't know what you're doing over the summer. I don't know if it's camp or whatever, but it's going to have less impact to her. So let's use what we've got and see if because if you don't, we know what's going to, we absolutely can predict what's going to happen for the next couple of days till the end of the week.
Right.
If we do, we have some possibility of seeing some change in a positive direction. So let's do it now.
Okay.
There's nothing magic about the next 3 days. It's just, when is she actually out of school?
Thursday.
Okay, well, so Friday, I suppose, since she's not going to have to go off to school, so we've got 2 days. So the point is not magical days. It's just, let's use the system that we have in place that's not functional and see if we can't make it functional.
Got it. Okay.
Good. Good enough. Let me know. You're welcome, Tracy.
Thank you.
You're welcome. All right. So the point of all this is that kids are the same as adults. You know, we want attention, and if we can't get it for doing something positive, we'll get it for doing something negative. All right. So what was I looking for here? I was just looking for. All right. I'm gonna go back and where I was. All right, so folks, I've got a choice here. I've got about 15 minutes, which seems to me I do want to share with you all sorts of things, but I hate to do them in the last 15 minutes of the program just because that's not very much. So I thought what I would do today is one of my things that has become a really fun thing for me to do on this program. And let me just tell you, having been in a city where the past is absolutely vibrant, the idea of time in history seems to me even more important. And today is a really interesting day. It's Happy National Pink Day, which, you know, if you're not Pepto-Bismol, may not sort of appeal to you. But there's all sorts of interesting things that are happening today. Now, we talked earlier with Ralph about the demonstrations going on in South Carolina about Take It Down. And what they're demanding is the legislature take the Confederate flag down. I believe it's the governor of South Carolina is that they're going to take the Confederate flag off license plates. Walmart has said they're no longer going to carry anything with a Confederate insignia on it. And see if this doesn't resonate with you, because when I read this, it put a smile on my face. In 1713, the French residents of Acadia were given 1 year to declare allegiance to Britain or leave Nova Scotia. Right, so it's a day of political change. What do you hear? In 1812, Great Britain revoked the restrictions on American commerce, thus eliminating one of the chief reasons for going to war. Didn't quite work. In 1848, the June Day's uprising in Paris, France. You can hear. I mean, it almost makes you believe in, I don't know, astrology or something. I mean, okay. In 1887, the Rocky Mountains Park Act became law in Canada, creating the first national park, Banff National Park. If you haven't been there, you should go. It's gorgeous. In 1917, a game against the Washington Senators, Boston Red Sox pitcher Ernie Shore, see, I'll bet you Manny knows this, retired 26 batters in a row after replacing Babe Ruth, who had been ejected for punching the umpire. Oh, Babe. Did you know that?
I did not know.
There you
Before
go.
I found that, I did not know that Babe
see, there's
Ruth
all sorts of
for punching an umpire.
Exactly. There's all sorts of political unrest going on today.
He would have been, in today's baseball, he would have been
fined and probably put on suspension.
Yeah, he totally would have been suspended for at least a handful of games, if not more than that. I mean,
well, he may have been. We don't actually know.
Right,
But the point being that he was Babe Ruth.
Right.
Right?
Yeah.
Entitlement.
Yeah.
In 1926, the College Board administers the first SAT exam. All right, let's all together boo.
Boo.
Yeah. In 1938, the Civil Aeronautics Act was signed into law, forming the Civil Aeronautics Authority in the United States. Okay. In 1947, the Senate follows the House of Representatives in overriding U.S. President Harry Truman's veto of the Taft-Hartley Act. So it became law. 1858, Dutch Reformed Church accepts women ministers. Dun, dun, dun. In 1860, the FDA, the Food and Drug Administration, declares Innovid the first officially approved oral contraceptive in the world. It was actually the combination. And the pill, many people argue, is one of the things, including the telephone and the automobile, that has changed society. Computer, I would also put in that. But computer is basically, what, radio, television, and phone, so.
Yeah.
In 1869, Freudian slip, no sleep. In 1969, IBM announces that effective January 1970, it will price its software and services separately from hardware, thus creating a modern software industry. Did you know that that Tel Aviv is the second city after Silicon Valley in terms of new apps?
I did not know that, no.
I didn't either. Oh. I have all sorts of tidbits to share with you. In 1969, Warren E. Burger was sworn in as Chief Justice by Earl Warren. Here's my theme again. In 1972, in the Watergate scandal, Richard Nixon and H.R. Haldeman were taped talking about using the CIA to obstruct the FBI's investigation into the Watergate break-in. Where's Rosemary Woods when we need her?
And the rest is history.
Yeah.
Wow.
1972, Title IX of the United States Civil Rights Act of 1964 is amended to prohibit sexual discrimination to any educational program receiving federal funds, opening the path for women's sports in this country as much as anything else. Fairly recent, right? 1972.
Yeah.
There you go. Alrighty, so let's see what I've got here. I've got like a minute or so.
Not even.
Not even.
Like 30 seconds.
All right, let me just say this one thing just because it's a public service announcement as far as I'm concerned. Keep smartphones away from your pacemaker. It will interfere with implanted cardiac devices. Man, listen to that, all right? Smartphones away from your pacemaker. Move your smartphone away from your heart. I'm Dr. Joy Brown.
Connect with Dr. Joy on Facebook.com and Twitter.com/Dr. Joy Brown Show.
Two little tablets is all it takes to make your thin hair feel and look thicker and fuller. Guaranteed. Viviscal is the number one drug-free hair growth supplement in the U.S., with one box being sold every minute globally. It's clinically researched to promote existing hair growth for men and women. And now, a 90-day supply of Viviscal is offered in your area risk-free, plus free shipping. Call 800-961-6303. Viviscal nourishes thinning hair from within. You'll love your hair growth results, guaranteed. Viviscal is so effective, it's recommended by top doctors. Here's Dr. Grant Stevens, board-certified plastic surgeon.
I feel confident recommending Viviscal to women with hair loss, thinning hair, or even dry or brittle hair. It's 100% drug-free, and it's backed by years of clinical research.
Want to try Viviscal? Every listener that calls now gets a 90-day risk-free supply plus free shipping. Call now, 800-961-6303. 800-961-6303. That's 800-961-6303.
From the makers of Lock It Pocket, we bring you a serious message about the health risks associated with cell phones and wireless devices. Studies have shown that long-term exposure can contribute to an assortment of health risks. Lock It Pocket offers you two new products designed to help alleviate your concerns. See these two remarkable products at LockItPocket.com. Call 888-315-9618. Free shipping to the lower 48. LockItPocket.com. Enhancing health and privacy.
What are you listening to?
Have you tried the Dr. Joy Brown 24/7 listen line? It's easy. Just punch in 605-477-3711. No apps, no data, no internet needed.
And no extra cost if you have unlimited minutes.
Call now, 605-477-3711. Now you can listen to Dr. Joy Brown when you want. Bookmark the Dr. Joy Brown 24/7 listen line number today. 605-477-3711. Got it? Call 605-477-3711.
Don't complain about your cable bill going up and up and up. Do something about it. Grab a pencil and jot down this special number. 1-855-905-MYTV. The more cable TV rates go up, the better digital satellite TV looks. Say goodbye to the cable guy and get more of your favorite channels in 100% digital quality for less money. Call 1-855-905-MYTV. Sign up for packages starting as low as $19.99, and there's no equipment to buy. You get free HD TV upgrade, a free DVR upgrade, and free professional installation. You control what you watch when you watch it. Record your favorite shows. Pause and rewind live TV. Even skip the commercials. Watch local channels too. At just $19.99, what are you waiting for? Pull out your major credit or debit card. Call 1-855-905-MYTV. 1-855-905-MYTV. Say goodbye to the cable guy. Cut costs and get more. 1-855-905-MYTV. 1-855-905-MYTV.
If you're worried about your health and you're tired of the nasty side effects of harsh drugs or antibiotics, then look no further. Supernatural Silver is the answer. Supernatural Silver is a powerful immune system enhancer that can be used every day to help keep you healthy and well with none of those nasty side effects. It's extremely safe for use internally as well as topically. And Supernatural Silver is hundreds of times more effective than colloidal or ionic silver. It is perfect for use in the sinuses, eyes, ears, and on any wound or skin issue. Supernatural Silver is also extremely effective when taken orally and can help fight off bacteria, viruses, and mold that may be overwhelming your immune system. Go to SupernaturalSilver.com. SupernaturalSilver.com and use the promo code Silver2015 for 30% off of your entire order and give yourself and your loved ones a fighting chance with Supernatural Silver.
Talking about what really matters, your family, your relationships, your life. It's the Dr. Joy Brown Show at 855-99-DR-JOY.
All right, folks, I'm doing something that under normal circumstances might be considered kind of naughty on my part. But you guys, we've had such a good time today with each other, and I decided that I really didn't want to start my sort of travelogue with you know, with 10 minutes or with 3 minutes left to go. The only DVD worth looking at this week is the John Travolta one that's called The Forger, which is not very good. But getting to see Sylvester Stallone in a beret where he's not shooting anybody and he's pretending to be an artist is kind of worth the price of admission. Is it a good movie? Oh, please. But is it something that you can sort of throw popcorn at your own house as long as you clean up the popcorn? Yeah, so you may want to take a look at it. All right, so this is Joy's Being a Naughty Girl story. And you'll just have to indulge me just this once, and I promise I will try and behave going forward. But I must tell you, one of the salient factors of my trip is that I was gone, as I said, for 10 days. And I got no more than 2 hours sleep a night for 10 days, which is really not enough, except I probably looked weird. But there was so much energy and so much, and I don't know if it was a combination of jet lag, because I left JFK. It was supposed to leave at 3 o'clock in the morning and didn't leave till 4:30 in the morning. And I'm one of those people who just really doesn't sleep on a plane, even though they flew me out business and my seat was one of those beds that you can lie out of. But it was very turbulent, so it bounced around a lot. And so I get in to Tel Aviv at 8 o'clock Monday night, essentially having been awake for, like, I don't know, 50 hours or something. And so I go to my hotel, and I'm not sleepy. I don't have any, I'm so disoriented. So I go out on my balcony, and I looked up at the stars, and I thought, these are the same stars that Solomon, King David, and Jesus saw about, because I was a block away from the old city. And I thought, okay, so you're not sleeping, so that's okay. And it was kind of like that the whole trip. So I got home. The only thing that I did is I finally decided, instead of flying back in the middle of the night, that I should fly back yesterday during the day. And it was kind of an emotional decision more than anything else. And they said, well, there's going to be a fee on it. And I said, that's okay, I'll pay it. And they actually ended up paying for it. But and I'm really glad I did it. Every once in a while, I really do trust my instincts. I try really hard not to be a wuss. But it was the right decision because I got home. Usually when I get home, I unpack and start the laundry and open my mail. I got back, took a shower, went to bed. And so today I've actually got, like, for the first time, literally in like 11 days, I think I got like 7 hours sleep. So this is the explanation for the story I'm about to tell you. All of that was a long explanation for why I'm doing something that probably I wouldn't ordinarily do. All right, the story is KFC debunks deep fried rat, says DNA test shows rat is just chicken. If you go to our website, you'll see a picture of what absolutely looks like a rat. Now, and Manny said, well, how could it? It's got a tail. And I said, yeah, but if you've ever fried anything, all you have to do is get a little bit. For example, most stuff that's fried is dipped in egg or something and then floured. And all you have to do is get a little bit of egg, and you can get tails on anything. All right. I told you I was being naughty. All right. They did a DNA test. A customer claimed that he was given a deep-fried rat at Kentucky Fried Chicken. Photos of the of DeVorice's Dixon's order went viral on social media, prompting the company to commission an independent examination. You think? She's 25. She said she originally wrote with the photos. DeVorice is apparently a male name. Forgive me. Originally wrote with the photos that he bit into a piece of a three-piece chicken tender meal and noticed it was hard and rubbery. Like, duh. However, KFC asserted from the beginning that it was clear that the tender in question was just a large piece of chicken. I don't know. Don't you think that's kind of a cool story? All right, you don't. I shouldn't have done it. All right, fair enough. All right, 855. I told you, look, every once in a while, and it's mostly, when I haven't had enough sleep, I behave like that. But what can I tell you? All righty, 855-993-7569. So what we're going to do, I will tell you all about the trip, which was really an extraordinary experience, tomorrow. The intent was to share it with you today because, as I said, I just got home. And we will also, as I promised to Ralph, we will talk about South Carolina if that's what's on your mind. But you also hear that my priority on this program has always been, from the very first day, has been historically and will continue to be, and certainly is at this moment, taking your phone calls about whatever it is that's on your mind. And anything else, as far as I'm concerned, is secondary. And hopefully some of the other things that we talk about here are of interest to you. But that's what I'm here to do. So I have a very special It's Broken, Let's Fix It for this Friday. I will tell you all sorts of things about my trip. which and we've also put up on the website. And to be quite honest, this is probably the only time I've ever done it. And I'm not sure exactly why I feel the need to rationalize, but clearly I do, of putting up your most extraordinary either vacation or experience. But to be quite honest, I mean, we come up with all sorts of ideas that we're really interested in having you respond to. But this is the first one that I think has been openly venal on my part, because I really do want to share with you some of the things that happened. And I'd never been to Israel. I, to be quite honest, had no particular... it's not that I didn't have any interest. It just was not on my radar. And as I mentioned, about, I guess, a little less than a month ago, I got an email that said, would you like to go as the guest of the Prime Minister's office? And I said, sure. I mean, if Fred Astaire says you want to go dancing, you don't say, well, I was going to go to a screening tonight. And so I will tell you the results of that. And so I felt that I somehow had to justify it by sort of asking you guys if there's something there that you wanted to share as well. So that'll be on Facebook. Apparently, Manny's going to help me with this today. I tweeted stuff every day, including pictures and comments, but apparently I tweeted them from the wrong account. You can hear I'm really a fan of Twitter and whatever. I'll sort that out, I promise you. All right, so we'll get that all taken care of, and so you can read after the fact, I guess, what the experiences were. Alrighty, if you didn't get on the air today because you were getting a busy signal, understand that I am back, I am live, and I am here to take your phone calls on a moment-by-moment, hour-by-hour basis, so I'm looking forward to talk with you whenever it is that you get around to it. All right, Min, is there anything else I'm supposed to cover at this very moment? I suppose...
I think you covered most of it.
Yeah, there you go. There you are. We also there's another sort of new thing about you are what you eat, which I can remember a poster when I was about 10 years old, and that was the first time I'd ever thought about it. And what they did was they had the outline of a human being with all the things we eat. But the idea of I have to tell you one other thing, just because I'll forget about it otherwise. So I'm wandering around the Arab market in the Old City in Jerusalem, and guess what they have on the shelves? Tang! I haven't seen that in 100 years. Yes, indeed! 855-993-7569. I'm Dr. Joy Brown.
Did you miss a show? No problem. Download the podcast right now at drjoy.com.
Is negative content or comments on the web affecting your personal or professional reputation? Unfavorable comments, embarrassing pictures, videos, legal documents, and bad tweets can ruin your personal life, your career, or your business. It happens a lot, and it's just not fair. But what can you do? Reputation.com can protect your good name. Get a free consultation now at 800-831-0771. That's 800-831-0771. Call right now for a free expert reputation analysis. It's easy to squash the unfair attacks with our patented system, and the analysis is absolutely free. Make the best things about you jump out in searches. Protect your personal and professional reputation, your business, and your income. Get your free reputation analysis from Reputation.com right now. Call 800-831-0771. 800-831-0771. 800-831-0771.
Ouch! My back is out again!
Hi, Dr. Ortman with Wellspring Spinal Care. If you're experiencing neck, mid, or lower back pain, this information is for you. One of the complaints that I hear is patients receive their typical adjustment, only having to repeat them as the pain returns. Putting the bones back in place is only half of the battle. At Wellspring Spinal Care, we have the entire solution. We use the NUCA approach, utilizing three-dimensional x-rays and gentle touch technology to deliver specific correction. We then design a custom nutritional supplement program which provides essential nutrients targeting the areas of concern. With a NUCA approach and proper nutrition, you'll be on your way to a faster and more permanent recovery. To get you on the road to wellness, visit drortman.com. That's drortman.com. Or call us today, 952-303-9124. That's 952-303-9124. Wellspring Spinal Care, chiropractic done right.